Hello guys, welcome to my first edition of my Solo Safety Podcast with Self. And in this episode, I'll be giving you a very interesting concept that you can take away, something to inspire you. Okay, so before I get into it, I'd like to mention that this is something that I plan to do every week, just to share some of my experiences with you so that you can all engage with it and then see how this takes us. Okay, in today's episode I'll be talking about developing high income skill that guarantees wealth and growth within the health and safety value chain. Now, why are these wealth and growth? Think about it, wealth and growth. I think that these are very, very important in the success game. If you are working for an employer, definitely you need to be able to grow your career. So growth is very, very important. If you are also doing your own business, you need to be able to grow wealth. So wealth is also very important. Now, how can you leverage on these two important elements that guarantees success in the health and safety value chain? Now, let me just begin with growth. I think that before we even talk about growth, we need to start from what the basic requirements are. If you're a safety professional, definitely you need to meet the basic requirements, which is KAIT. Okay, and the KAIT, what is KAIT? That's just an acronym for knowledge, ability, training, and experience. We're not talking about people who are not trying to gain entry. Gaining entry in itself is a challenge, and that is something that you need. Also, you need to have a very nice strategy to going about it. Okay, I think that's something I would like to treat, or maybe I'll probably talk about it right now. Okay, before you be able to gain entry into the health and safety profession, make sure that you are well informed. Being well informed is very important. You need a mentor. You need somebody who would direct you, who would give you, hold your hand and show you around. Or you need to be able to find mentors on social media. And that is what I did. Before I was able to gain entry into the profession, I went on LinkedIn and connected with a lot of safety professionals. I just searched HSC. Every safety professional that pops up, I hit the connect button. And that gave me a lot of professionals around me. And I consistently went through their profile. I checked their profile. And all I could see was Nibosh, Ayosh, Nibosh, Ayosh, Nibosh, Ayosh, and OSHA. At some point, I will be seeing OSHA and the rest. And I then made an informed decision that, wow, this Nibosh, I'm going to get it. Now, I had to use a strategy. I knew that I didn't have experience. I've not worked as a safety professional before. So what did I have control over? I had control over qualifications. I knew that I could write an exam and pass. I knew I could determine my own pace for exams. So I registered for Nibosh IGC, Nibosh Oil and Gas. I did IOSH Managing Safely, all within probably 2 years. I knew that if I set my mind to it, I'll be able to clear it. I cleared them successfully and I had the qualifications, but I didn't have the experience. Yet I needed an entry opportunity. And that was when I began to communicate with the connections all around me, because I needed to put in that work. I connected with a lot of people and I sent them messages just to let them know how to do an internship, because I was willing to really humble myself to do an internship. But of course, I know that it's quite difficult to get an internship these days. In my time, of course, it was still difficult, but luckily I was able to get a good friend who was able to connect me to a place where I wanted to do an internship. It turned out to be like a job, even though it was on a lower grade than where I was before in terms of salary and all. But I was fine. I was able to gain entry because I made everybody believe that I was very committed. In fact, looking at my qualification and seeing me wanting for internship was something that beats people's imagination, and they'll be like, no, chief, you have the qualification, you can get a job. And that gave me an inspiration that yes, I could get it. But then I didn't have any experience then. Okay, and when I joined the company, I noticed there was just an empty department. I had to apply all the knowledge I had acquired through the certificate I had gathered. Okay, the level 3 qualification that I've had, I needed to apply it. So I noticed that to really gain entry, having the qualification is key. Even if you don't have experience, you're able to apply the knowledge. You just study what the work environment, look at what, I mean, the nature of the operations, apply a little bit of common sense, make sure you understand health and safety from whatever you've learned, and make an impact. It was then that I realized that apart from the knowledge, there are other skills that are really relevant. Ability to communicate with people, stand in front of them and inspire them that this is the way to go, was really, really important. And that was something I sort of learned on the job, and something that I still learn, because to a large extent, you definitely have to still communicate with people. You need to do presentations, and you need to be able to influence behavior, be an advocate for safety, both at the top level management, you know, top management, and then at the employer, the floor staff, the workers doing the job, you should be able to also get to their level, then you can inspire them. So you should have the people skills, you should have communication skills, and all these things oftentimes are soft skills that comes naturally to some people, but to some other people too, they need to learn them apart from the qualifications. Now let's fast forward to the main content for today. How do you grow your career as a professional? You've been able to enter into the profession, you have the basic requirements, and let's not forget, basic requirement for a successful safety professional is KATE: knowledge, ability, training, and experience. And of course, the knowledge is enshrined in the level 3 qualification, so you definitely need your NABOSH. Okay, you should be able to know that you have that zeal, that ability to deliver, which you should be able to demonstrate eventually when you are on the job. And you should also go through a lot of training, okay, and then you should gather some experience to be able to understand various workplace scenarios and how to deal with problems and people, okay, especially management that are very, very stubborn, they don't want to comply and they don't want to lead by example. You should be able to experience all these to understand the dynamics of workplace health and safety. I think that this is pretty much the basic requirements. I think the other aspect that I've not touched on is training. The competence-based training is also important depending on the industry that you work in. If you're in the mining sector, you need your competence-based training well identified by your HR. You should be on their training matrix, and the training needs should have been identified and make sure it is followed through. And then also, I mean, if you're working in the oil and gas, you also have some training that you need, training that you need to do. All these things are very, very important. It gives technical know-how. Now, once you have all of these, you are just equally like everybody else. That's like the baseline. You are on equal level pegs with everyone. Now, how do you grow your career then? How do you grow your career to the next level? Because that's where I think the money is. That's where the exposure is. That's where the attention is. Everybody wants to get to the top. How do you get there? This is where the extra mile comes in. Extra mile is very, very important. At the extra mile, there's no traffic. Think about it. When you go the extra mile, there's no traffic. That's where you have room to dominate. You have room to consistently dominate, where people will always see you and they want to engage with you. They want to recommend you. They want to refer you. And the extra mile is gained through things like continual professional development. Okay, so you go through a lot of development activities, like being part of a safety community and making a lot of contribution, making an impact, hosting a podcast, a live show, you know, hosting a webinar, doing presentations at safety conferences, and going through a lot of extracurricular activities that are related to the job. And these things helps you to align your perspective about things. You become part of a community of recognized people, professionals who are thought leaders, who are able to contribute, you know, different perspective about safety to the community. You stand out. And once you get to that extra mile, you realize that you are always at the top. Okay. Now, so that is my perspective about how to grow your career if you are working for somebody. Now, what about how to also grow your business if you want to be an entrepreneur? Now, mind that safety is a staff function. If you're working for an organization, safety is a staff function. because you are practically helping organizations, you are helping other departments, to be able to perform their duties safely. You are helping them to effectively manage risk and manage safety very, very well, so that there are no accidents and there's an improved performance. Okay, now, where can you see a line function? The line function only comes in when you have a direct manager who you directly report to. Okay, so basically, if you're doing a business and you believe that you are a safety professional, you want to do something meaningful for yourself, first and foremost, your kit is important. Secondly, because safety is a multidisciplinary field, you need to understand that you need to have other skills, add-on skills. Whatever niche that you want to operate in, you need a specific skill for it. And that skill would complement your safety knowledge for you to be effective in your safety business. So those who are into training, network training and all of that, you realize that they have applied their knowledge to their teaching skills, because they have good teaching skills. Not everybody can teach, okay? And then also those who are into developing softwares, they are software developers with some level of safety knowledge. Because safety is a multidisciplinary field. That's a fact. But in a workplace setting, it's a staff function, because you can't be everything. But when you're starting your business, you should be willing to be something beyond safety. You should be a teacher beyond safety. You should be a software developer beyond safety. You should be a Microsoft Excel expert beyond safety. You should be a public speaker beyond safety, because you should be a journalist beyond safety. Like, you have journalists who are safety professionals, you have graphic designers who are safety professionals, you have software developers who are safety professionals, you understand? So that is the essence of safety as a multidisciplinary field in the business setting, in an entrepreneurial setting. And that is the only way you can be able to grow your business. And growing your business, you would definitely have to go through all the hard work, making sure that you create value to whoever whoever's problem you're solving, or whoever your audience are. Yeah, just helping to create value. And once the value you create, people find it really, really valuable, that's when they are willing to pay money for. Okay, so that's just about it for today. I talked about how to gain entry into the profession. I also talked about how to grow your career if you've already gained entry. I also talked about how to grow your business, or how to start a business. Okay, so that's just about it. So thank you very much for joining. This is something I'll be doing quite often, so just stay tuned. I'll be posting this regularly. I'll try and do that on a weekly basis, but if not, of course, just ask me when I post them. I believe that you're going to enjoy my content. Thank you very much for joining. This is the Solo Safety Podcast with Sel. Thank you.